What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning, and what a weekend it has been, kicked off by details, not all of them, but enough of them to give a lot of people in the Mon Valley and the region hope because of the potential partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. Our own David Balerato was there. Enthusiastic crowd gathered. How long did it last, David, from start to finish?
Good question, because it officially began probably right around 4 o'clock, and then there were several speakers who spoke, some people from the Steelworkers Union, not from the head of the steelworkers, but from the locals. The local leaders came in and they spoke. And then there was a long break after they spoke, probably about, and I know the president was supposed to be there around, 5 o'clock?
Right.
But he didn't start speaking until much later than that. And by the time he left, probably around the time he was scheduled to leave, though, as I recall. So around 6:40 or so was when he left.
Do you know approximately how far the Irvin Works is from the county airport?
Oh, not very far at all.
So it's a short
It's really
drive.
Close, yeah. Yeah.
That was good, rather than coming from Pittsburgh International, sure, where they'd have to have had shutdowns, rolling closures along the Parkway West during Friday rush.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it sounds like this deal is going to be really a good thing for the region.
Oh, yeah, and the people there were certainly very excited about it. You know, the thing that I kept talking about on Friday, too, is that this felt not like an economic news conference. It felt more like a political rally. You had so many people there who weren't necessarily steelworkers either. You know, I saw various Republican officials, or after the fact on social media, saw that there were various Republican leaders who were there at the time as well. And there was Trump merchandise for sale outside the Irvin Works. So it was just,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw Rich Fitzgerald there. He didn't get a shout out, and some of the other Democratic people there.
Yeah, that's interesting too, because and Josh Shapiro does the same thing. They'll go about touring Pennsylvania, talking about these issues that need bipartisan support. But there's never any Republicans at those events, and there were no shout outs to any Democrats at this one either. Not Fetterman, though he did certainly mention Dave McCormick as well.
Yeah,
about his support for this.
So this has been a 2-year process, and it was at one point completely dead in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden rejected it,
right,
citing security concerns, national security concerns. But obviously, enough of it was still there, and they made this deal. And I'm just happy for the workers and their families and all the residual companies that will now benefit from a $2.2 billion infusion of capital.
Right, and the word is that there will be no layoffs for 10 years.
10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true they said each worker's going to get a $5,000 bonus?
President Trump said that, yeah.
Well, I guess that means somebody's going
to. Yeah, yeah.
They had talked about
this. I don't know
this.
Exactly who that entails, though. You know,
when we talked to Mr. Mori, who is the vice chair of Nippon, he was in studio here with us a couple of times. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that was in one of the proposals. And they said, well, you're trying to buy our boats. And I'm thinking, yeah, if I'm one of the workers, like, okay.
Right.
we want to work. We want to keep working. And we're going to talk to one of the steel workers coming up at the bottom of this half hour. Okay. Just at that level, you're a working person in the steel industry. What does this mean exactly to those people? The big national story yesterday was what officials are calling a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. With details, CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Well, we're learning more by the minute. They're trying to figure out if he, in fact, acted alone. But the FBI is calling this a targeted act of violence. They're investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. The suspect is an Egyptian national whose visa expired more than 2 years ago. Investigators are now delving into his background and social media posts as they try to determine what inspired him to commit this attack and if he acted alone.
There's a male with a blowtorch setting people on fire.
A shocking attack in downtown Boulder. Witnesses say this man, identified by the FBI as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Suleiman, used a makeshift flamethrower and threw Molotov cocktails, burning people who were marching to support the Israeli hostages held in Gaza.
I heard a big boom and people yelling and screaming.
Tourist Alex Osante says the attack happened while he was having lunch at a nearby restaurant.
One person caught on fire from head to toe.
Osante says he gave bottles of water to people who rushed in to help the victims. Witnesses and authorities say the suspect was heard yelling phrases, including Free Palestine, before he was taken into custody at the scene.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
A U.S. official confirms to CBS News that the suspect is an Egyptian national who overstayed his visa after entering the U.S. in August of 2022. He has recently lived in Colorado Springs, and the FBI says it is also conducting operations in El Paso County.
The fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
Leaders of Boulder's Jewish community released a statement Sunday saying, when events like this enter our own community, we are shaken. Our hope is that we come together for one another.
The attack comes as Jews around the world mark the holiday of Shavuot, which commemorates the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. And this attack comes less than 2 weeks after a young couple was gunned down outside of a Jewish museum in Washington. The suspect in that attack also yelled, Free Palestine.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham, and as she mentioned, this is a joyous Jewish holiday. And the irony is, we talked to Rabbi Yisrael Altin on Friday because we have always reached out to him for reaction when things, you know, horrible things like this happen. He said, why don't you talk to me when there's something good? And he explained this holiday to us in detail Friday. The irony is, they don't use electronics on this day.
Hmm.
So many of our Jewish community members may actually not find out about this until tomorrow.
Yeah, that might explain the automatic response I got reaching out to the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh about that this morning.
Exactly, they're off the grid for today.
Yeah, and he says,
JP Roofing and Siding, Joe Potocnik is in his 44th season. I know what he's doing. He's at least two cups of coffee in. They're working hard, and now with the warm-up this week, they'll get a lot more work done. There's still people from, those storms now? It's been over a month that moved through, but this is the season where you get those thunderstorms, and when there's damage and you have, for instance, an insurance claim, you want somebody with the experience of Joe Potocnik who can walk you through the claim process A to Z. The roofing replacement experts are here. Owens Corning Preferred Contractor means Joe's the best of the best. And Joe can give you $1,000 off any complete roof or siding installation project. So call if you have issues with your roof, downspouts, gutters, siding, even windows. JP Roofing and Siding, 412-829-7711. The call is free. Thanks, Joe. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and we'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information in crystal clear digital audio quality for all our talk shows, too. Scientists have developed a futuristic contact lens that gives humans infrared vision at night. Now, David, you don't wear corrective lenses, or do you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do.
You do? You have contacts?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you wear glasses, though. A lot of people who have contacts occasionally bring out the... I didn't know you had contacts.
Oh, yeah. I've worn glasses since I was in fifth grade.
I don't remember ever seeing you with glasses. Yeah. You've disguised it well. And Aaron, you have 20/20 vision, or are you wearing contacts? And I just don't know.
No, I don't wear contacts. I probably could use reading glasses, or I'm sorry, for long distance. Reading glasses, and like, okay.
It's coming.
Yes, I went to the eye doctor once. They said you could get bifocals. You don't need them, but if you wanted to.
I had a traumatic event in fourth grade at St. Ursula. Me and Janet Greisbaum.
What a name.
We went through, you know, the eye test, and they said, you can't see. I'm like, really? Huh? Yeah, and she burst into tears because we had to get glasses, right?
It was right.
Traumatizing.
That is when you're young. You're like, what
especially
do you mean?
Especially in fourth grade. It's not fair.
It's either traumatizing or exciting.
But then, you know, you got contacts. When did you first get glasses, you said?
Fourth grade going into fifth, so that summer.
That's when, that was probably the same year the nun told me not to sing in the chorus, but that hasn't affected me.
One blow after the next.
All right, but now the technology, wait till you hear this. They even work with your eyes shut. The soft lenses use...
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Special nanoparticles to convert invisible infrared light into visible images, layering that onto normal vision. So in early tests, people could detect signals and patterns invisible to the naked eye, and even see better when their eyes were closed. That's all we need, people driving with their eyes closed.
Yeah, whoa.
We're already distracted enough. Researchers say this technology could help firefighters see through smoke or let surgeons spot hidden tumors in real time. How about that?
So interesting.
Speaking of seeing... You're going to see smoke from Canadian wildfires again. Remember we had this issue last year for a stretch?
Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was the year before.
Certainly, you know, off-putting.
And when I saw, they put up a map whenever that last big Canadian wildfire smoke story, and they showed, you know how they put little fires across the top of the map? This is the map of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it looked like the whole country was on fire. So we're going to be dealing with that. Speaking of eyes, you get your eyes watering, and it can be problematic for people with breathing issues, too, because of the wood particles that are literally floating in the air.
Wow.
All right, David, you're a confirmed bachelor, I see. Aaron's fairly recently married, right?
Yeah, fairly recently.
Brides like Krista Vasquez are saying, I do to love, but ugh to new tariffs that are jacking up wedding costs. Her dream dress from Spain will now cost 100% more than it would a few months ago. Flowers, favors, tableware, even fake roses are getting pricier too, because many of these things are coming from overseas, and guess from where? China. So, but President Trump may be meeting with China's president, or at least planning to talk this week. So we will see if that bears fruit.
Let's see how the market reacts to that as well.
But David, you mentioned earlier you were at, you know, the rally or the announcement on Friday, and the one of the big takeaways outside of what we hope to get more details on the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon was tariffs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Doubling the tariffs from 25% to 50% on steel imports.
To keep more steel purchases here.
Coming from American companies, yeah.
All right, one other note. This week on June 5th, so that is what?
Thursday.
That's when that new law kicks in. This has been, they've been trying to get this on the books for distracted driving as a, this is an offense where if a police officer sees you with your phone in your hand, you don't even have to have it up to your ear.
Right.
If you're putzing with it, as we say in Pittsburgh, you can be ticketed on the spot.
You know, and I've been trying to adjust my habits so I can be prepared for that. So I've been using Android Auto over the last week. And prior to this weekend, I had a 1 gigabyte plan for my cell phone, but I was set to exceed that, adding really about, you know, probably anywhere between a quarter of a gigabyte to a half a gigabyte over the last few days using Android Auto in the car.
Get unlimited, man.
I did.
Oh, good.
I did. And doubled my bill, too. But
now we're going to get you those night vision contacts so you can see when your eyes are closed. Happy Monday. On Saturday, I was out at an event in Oakland. Carnegie Library had a book fair. Thousands of people showed up, but it felt like November. And this week, it's going to feel like late August. And we're going live to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Andrew Kenzel is with us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we're talking the 80s this week, right?
Yeah, we certainly are. It's going to be a nice change of pace for us. Looks like we'll still be rather seasonable today before we jump up to the 80s towards tomorrow. And then we even have a shot at 90 degrees on Wednesday.
Wow, what a change, because there are some frost advisories, as you well know, in places north.
Yes, we do have frost advisories out across the region this morning, which looks like at least the latest frost advisory seen since the early 1990s. So very, very cool here to start June.
Yeah, and that said, we have another factor in those Canadian wildfires are affecting and will affect our sunshine, right?
Yeah, so it looks like we've got a couple of big fires burning, mainly in Saskatchewan and Alberta up there in northern Canada. And that wildfire smoke is kind of pressing down over the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. And it looks like it's going to start to impact our region mainly tomorrow. But you can still see the hazy skies today. So that might trim temperatures a little bit. Maybe if we didn't have the wildfire smoke on Wednesday, we might, you know, more easily hit 90. But still a nice warm-up despite the hazy skies.
Yeah, it's been a while, and more importantly for many than that, we've had this incessant rain, too. It doesn't look like a whole lot of that till maybe later in the week.
No, it looks like we should have a couple of dry days here. With the warm-up, it'll certainly be a nice change of pace from what seems like been a kind of dull, dreary, and cold last several weeks.
And are you guys talking about the fact that I heard we may be able to see some northern lights?
Yeah, so right now we're seeing a little bit more solar activity. That there were some pretty widespread reports of northern lights. Obviously, in order to see that, you need some clear skies. It's kind of difficult to get down here in Pittsburgh just because we're a little bit further south. And especially with the haze at high levels, it might be a little bit difficult, but there could be a glow these next several nights.
All right, before you go, Andrew, the hurricane season has begun for the Atlantic. Any idea? I know that they put out kind of the prediction for hurricane season, whether it's going to be above or below normal. How's it look for 2025?
Yeah, so it looks like we actually have a pretty good shot of seeing an above-average hurricane season with at least a 60% chance of us seeing above normal. So it seems like the last several years we've seen, you know, pretty active hurricane seasons. Well, it looks like we're in taps for another one that could see a decent amount of named storms with about 6 to 10 hurricanes expected in the Atlantic this season.
Andrew, a lot of information to unpack. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Andrew Kinzel. And so, Aaron, you heard we go from frost advisories in some places to extreme heat with Canadian wildfire smoke. A chance to see some northern lights if you're north of the city of Pittsburgh, and a hurricane season.
I think it just is teaching us, maybe those who pack up their closet, maybe leaves half of it out. I don't know what we're seeing, but I mean, you need to have a little bit of every piece of clothing out.
You just reminded me of a childhood flashback when you would do that for the season, put away your winter gear.
Right.
Sometimes people would use mothballs.
What? Mothballs. You got to see my face. That really took
That's why
you.
I'm laughing. Oh my God. Yes. So these are
literally makes no sense.
Mothballs. Hey, we'll ask Siri. I want to make sure I explain this to you properly. By the way, they really smell bad. Siri, what are mothballs? Let's see if she answers.
Mothballs are small balls of chemical pesticide and deodorant, sometimes used when storing clothing and other materials susceptible to damage from silverfish, mold, or moth larvae.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
So back in the day, there would be moths would eat people's clothing. So you would put something away for the season,
and then
you'd pull it out, and it might have moth holes in it.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? This makes so much sense because I just recall like high school, college, even sometimes now I have a piece of clothing on and my dad's like, why are there holes? Is that intentional? What's going on? And I'm like, yeah, Dad. He's like, what?
Yeah, because
that used
a lot
to be
of
a
fashions
thing.
Now, a lot of jeans, for instance, are made to look like they're all ripped up.
Exactly. And he's like, you know, that used to kind of mean...
You know
something
what?
Happened.
It'd be moths eating your clothes.
Yeah.
Very similar to Walking Dead or This Is Us.
Yeah.
And those Ooh. Zombie shows. So, see, you never heard of mothballs before?
Never.
A lot of people don't. They smell bad.
That is
and what's
just...
really a bad combo is when people's clothing smells like mothballs and so does their breath.
Terrible.
Colorado. The FBI says it's investigating an attack on an outdoor mall in Boulder, Colorado as an act of terrorism. A suspect is in custody. CBS News Crime and Public Safety Unit Leader Anna Schechter.
The FBI said that six people were injured. At least one of those injuries is very serious, according to officials.
And this comes, unfortunately, on a two-day Jewish holiday where they do not use electronics, and I know you had reached out to get a reaction, and you probably won't today.
Yeah. And a ravine replacement means the beginning of a two-month closure of a stretch of Rochester Road in the North Hills.
Here's the irony. It's only 250 feet, but it connects, and it's a major connector. in the North Hills of Rochester Road and Reese Run Road that comes down from Route 19. It's a big deal for those people in the region. They're going to have to circumnavigate.
Yeah, we have a lot of you can't get there from here syndrome going on this around the region. And a story we talked about a lot on Memorial Day, charges filed now after a local ballpark was vandalized by an ATV just hours before a tournament that was scheduled over Memorial Day weekend.
So they found who they believe did it. And so the charges, and hopefully they got their, in this case, young man.
Yeah, apparently he says he knew it was a mistake, so.
Okay. Thank you, David.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.